CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, we can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead in real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. For the first time in more than a month, President Biden has spoken with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Their conversation with the IDF conducting what it describes as a precision raid on a hospital in Gaza, saying it's making all efforts to avoid civilian casualties. The first sea delivery of aid to Gaza is being touted as a success, but a new report says it is nowhere near enough.
A UN-backed report warning famine is imminent in much of northern Gaza, where 300,000 civilians remain largely cut off from regular aid deliveries. The report also finding another 800,000 across Gaza struggling with catastrophic hunger.
ABC's Jordana Miller. Former President Trump's lawyers say he's having a lot of trouble securing a bond to pay his $500 million New York civil fraud judgment. Stocks are higher so far. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rent is going up faster in Wisconsin than most of the rest of the country, according to Channel 9 TV in Wausau. Their reporting shows rent in Wisconsin went up 8% in January of last year to January of this year, making Wisconsin one of the top 10 states in the country for rent increases in that time. Senator Ron Johnson says he hopes the Senate will take their time studying the House TikTok bill before calling for a floor vote.
What I've looked so far, there's very legitimate concerns on both sides of the issue. So I'm hoping we don't just rush into this, take a vote. I hope we actually do deliberate on this and take a look at this thing both from both sides.
The bill would take TikTok off U.S. app stores unless its Chinese owners sell to an American buyer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Oh, I live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need.
Oh no.
And nothing that I don't.
Oh no.
Everything I need.
Oh no.
And nothing that I don't. Nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
Everything I need. Nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
Everything I need. Nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was, I left.
greatest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer. But hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing off.
across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado, jagged edges on my halo. Hold the cherry and go swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried.
Roll. That's Halfway to Hell here on 98.3 FM WCQM. And here we find ourselves in the first break of the 3 o'clock hour here on 98Q Country. You know what that means. It's time to talk about pets. Today, I got the honor of making my own Pet of the Week selection from Catkins Animal Rescue. So I picked Lux. Lux is a beautiful, shiny coated black cat. The way Catkins put it, Lux is a beautiful house panther looking for a good home. He's quite shy at first, but with time, will warm up into a very sweet and loving boy. Lux is neutered and up to date on vaccinations. To apply for a chance to be chosen by a cat like Lux, head on over to www.catkinsanimalrescue.org and click Adopt at the top of the page. Thank you so much to Catkins for everything you do and helping us spread the word about these adorable, adoptable animals. More music coming up next on 98Q Country. Dan and Shay, Save Me the Trouble, will lead the way into Old Dominion's Snapback, and Megan Maroney with I'm Not Pretty after this.
Are you getting notices in the mail from the IRS? Don't ignore those, as it'll only get worse. Open the notice and call Tax Alliance today. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with the BBB and no consumer complaints sets us apart. Call 800-309-3416. That's 800-309-3416. Here's what customers are saying.
Tax Alliance knows what they're doing to navigate dealing with the IRS. I was very pleased with the outcome. Thank you, Tax Alliance. I can sleep again.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job with helping me to resolve my tax issue. I'd recommend this business to anyone who's in need of tax resolution.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, are getting notices from the IRS, have unfiled tax returns, have hired another company and are not happy, or have a payment plan and are getting nowhere, call 800-309-3416. That's 800-309-3416 for a free consultation.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Moose Lodge 2661 in Phillips, Wisconsin is dedicated to supporting our local communities, Moose Heart and Moose Haven, and is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Some calmer winds today under a mix of sun and clouds and still holding below average temperatures. As highs today hit the low 30s. After sunset, a chance of a few flurries could be flying around as winds start to crank up once again. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 27.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the barn with a little ice.
This just sounds so freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring your drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say?
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come on, skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. Something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to find. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. And you snap back. T-shirt, you
speed, let's drop it. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
PCB. So
Megan Maroney here on 98Q Country with I'm Not Pretty. We had Old Dominion just a bit ago with Snapback. What day is it today? Well, it's of course the 18th of March. But what is the 18th of March? More accurately, who has claimed it and for what causes? What are the unofficial days of March 18th? Today is Awkward Moments Day. So if you find yourself staring at somebody realizing that you've been staring for far too long, or perhaps you say a thing and realize it sounded far differently to your ears than it did in your brain, embrace Awkward Moments Day. This one's for you. You clearly need it. It's also National Biodiesel Day. It's Sloppy Joe Day. Oatmeal cookies. Oh, scratch that. It's Lacey oatmeal cookies today. Google that up. Find the recipe there. And last but not least, kind of a double up here, it's both Welderly Day. Nothing to do with welders. It's well plus elderly. Sorry, welders. You'll have a day, I'm sure, given that Act Awkwardly has its own day. I'm sure welders do too, but it's Welderly. Wellness in older age. And it's Act Happy Day. Now, I'll admit, when I saw Act Happy, I was going to leave that one on the list for a couple reasons. It lacks a certain amount of substance. And also, it struck me as a little bit sad. Not be happy, but act happy. It sounded almost like Wear a Mask Day. But then I looked into Welderly Day and found out that the same doctor created both of them. His name is Dr. Dale Anderson, created both Welderly Day and Act Happy Day, quote, to promote the health benefits of happiness, humor, and laughter, especially in early age, end quote. Fair enough, Dr. Anderson. Good on ya. Happy Welderly Day and Act Happy Day, along with those Lacey Oatmeal Cookies, Sloppy Joes, Biodiesel, and Awkward Moments. That'll do it for this edition of What Day Is It? Tune in tomorrow for the 19th edition. Another three in a row coming up next on 98Q Country, and then it'll be This Day in History. But first, Chris Jansen will lead off that three in a row, I promise. All I Need Is You will be up next on 98Q Country after these messages.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Northland Gutter Professionals, LLC, a proud Phillips Logger United sponsor, is a company specializing in seamless aluminum rain gutters and more. Contact Dakota Lipanoff at 715-567-0992.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 player selection draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck's bed this morning with a bone drop on a love jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station. 98Q Country.
online at 98qcountry.com.
Call
Jackson Dean there with Fearless, finishing off a set of three here on 98Q Country. And before that set, we looked at what unofficial holidays have a claim on the 18th of March. Well, let's take a look at what has happened on the 18th of March in months, or years, I should say, previous. Let's turn the dial back all the way to 1852 for the March 18th edition of This Day in History. 1852, this day in 1852, a company was officially founded. Two guys, Henry Wells and William Fargo, founded a company to carry people cross-country mid-gold rush. The rides were long, but they were reliable, and Wells and Fargo earned a sterling reputation from it. The California end, the headquarters of the business, the terminus, the destination, that's where they drove you all the way from the Midwest to California in a stagecoach. That end handled the purchase, sale, and transport of gold bullion, dust, and specie. Basically, just all the various forms of gold nuggets and dust and all that stuff. Basically, the headquarters over in San Francisco handled all of that. So they had business both transporting people, what was called an express service, and they also had business helping them on both ends. Like, hey, what are you going to do with all the gold? Well, bring it right back to the same company who brought you out here. It was a really easy one-stop shop way of really pounding home that business. Of course, the express would be done away by the national, the Transatlantic Railroad. And so it was pretty easy to let that portion of the business go. Interesting note, Wells and Fargo, before they were Wells Fargo, just 2 years before they had founded this company, the express company, that became Wells Fargo, I should say, they had sold their own individual companies to become a conglomerate now known as American Express, themselves also an express company, quite similar. That was kind of the thing back then. If you were going to transport people west for the gold rush, then you were also going to offer them services like, hey, sell me back the gold. We'll just sit on a whole bunch of money and make it an easy service for you. The California end handled all that purchase and sale, and all of that would have been sent back to the East Coast by ship around the South American route. So let's go a little farther forward. That was the formation of Wells Fargo this day in 1852. In 1933, this day in 1933, Studebaker goes bankrupt, the first and only one of the American car companies to go bankrupt until Chrysler all the way in the 2000s. Originally a blacksmith shop, Studebaker specialized in wagons for the Civil War era U.S. government. Yes, really, before they made cars, they were a wagon shop. And they made wagons all the way until 1920. They launched an electric car in 1902 and a gas-powered vehicle 2 years later, and they began selling them themselves in 1913. They'd partnered with other automakers up until that point. And so selling their own cars in 1913, it starts going well. They divest themselves from wagons in 1920. And of course, looming on the horizon, they were hit hard by the Great Depression. In 1933, they declared bankruptcy. They bounced back in 1935 after reorganizing their internal structure, selling off some divisions and some subsidiaries and things like that. And then finally, all the way in 1966, they closed for good, 3 years after closing their last American production plant. And the two events were entirely linked. They thought offshoring that production would save them the cost needed to keep afloat, but in fact, it was the last piece of business holding them in place. And so ended the Studebaker Company. That'll do it for this day in history, March 18th. Tune in tomorrow for the March 19th edition, of course. More country music coming on 98Q Country. Kelsey Ballerini's up next with Miss Me More, and then Jordan Davis and Blake Shelton, if we have the time, before the top of the 4 o'clock hour, all on 98.3 FM, 98Q Country, WCQM. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt.
Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me."
Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Some calmer winds today under a mix of sun and clouds and still holding below average temperatures. As highs today hit the low 30s. After sunset, a chance of a few flurries could be flying around as winds start to crank up once again. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 27.
Yo, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
Taller than you. I didn't want to lose my friends, but now it's hard to even find out what you wanted. Ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I knew.
save us. Just a